Welcome back to Eagles 360. Welcome back, Bo Wolf, to the Xfinity studio. Take a little look now at Monday night's matchup, the Eagles and the Carolina Panthers, and we start, of course, at the quarterback position.
That's right. Obviously, Mark Sanchez getting ready to make his first start for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's got the full week of practice to run this offense, and we saw last week how efficient he can be running this offense. On the other side, Cam Newton, one of the more physically impressive, physically talented quarterbacks in the league, starting to run a little bit more recently, but he has struggled throwing the ball for the most part this season. Not a lot of weapons to throw the ball to.
And some banged up offensive linemen in front of him. The Carolina Panthers expect to have some of their starters back up front. That will also help the run game for Carolina. They have based that offense around the run game for many years, but it's been a struggle this year for Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams. The Eagles getting their running game going. Eagles, to me, Bo, have the advantage in this one.
Well, you would certainly have to think so. It looks like with getting the rest of this offensive line back, besides Todd Harriman's, that this offensive line is ready to pave the way for not just LeSean McCoy, but LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, and Chris Polk, that three-headed monster that we saw last week against Houston.
Carolina can get it cranked up in the run game. That's something to watch against an Eagles defense that does not have D'Amico Ryans. Now, the Panthers really excited about their number one draft pick. Kelvin Benjamin has been the real deal in the first half of the season for Carolina. Jeremy Maclin, the reigning NFC Offensive Player of the Week. The Eagles explosive in the pass game. Carolina's still looking for some answers.
And listen, Kelvin Benjamin is one of those huge receivers, physical in the red zone, physical at the point of attack. And that's the reason why you have guys like Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher on the outside, big physical corners who can, you know, contest the ball in the air. And as for Jeremy Maclin, the reigning NFC Offensive Player of the Week, what a season he is having, what a year he is having. I'm excited to see what he can do next against this Panthers secondary, which is not so great.
Yeah, why are the Panthers struggling so much? 3-5-1, winless on the road. They've been just very poor the last four games, 0-3-1. Well, it's the defense. The fall off in the defense, startling from last season. We see where the Panthers are ranked, and it is not a pretty picture. The rushing game has been terrible. Passing, not very good. Without Greg Hardy, the sacks, okay, but nothing to write home about. It has been a struggle for Sean McDermott, a candidate maybe for a coaching job, head coaching job beginning of the season. Just trying to get this defense turned around on Monday night.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they've still got Luke Kuechly in the middle who is capable of doing really everything on the defensive side of the ball, but guys like Thomas Davis have taken a step back as he gets older. The secondary has seen a lot of injuries. This Panthers defense is not what we saw last year, and the Eagles defense, meanwhile, is playing very, very well. The big question, of course, how do they replace D'Amico Ryans in the middle?
And, of course, that's one of the stories we're going to be following all week leading into Monday night's game, the Eagles and the Panthers at Lincoln Financial Field.